Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Okay, let's set the record straight on this replay nonsense that everybody's talking about. First of all, it was a great day for New York baseball to have the Yankees go out there and come back in the way that they did and make it another series win to start the year. I mean, that's just a tremendous win from this Yankee club that has shown you some toughness early on this year. The Mets in what I thought was an important early season series off of the sweep against Milwaukee, only beating the lowly Marlins. They needed to kind of stabilize a little bit, as crazy as that sounds, early in this year. And they did that by taking 2 out of 3 from the Padres. We'll get into the details in a little bit. But I just want to start with the incident with Aaron Boone, because you know, the Yankees announcers making a big deal of it during the game. It was all the talk post-game. I know there's been talk about it, whatever, Twitter or on the air. Here's the thing. Why is replay in sports? The answer to that, and you know this, you're probably sitting there, oh, no, of course you know, I know what it is, you idiot. It's to get the calls right. Yes, that is correct. It is to get the calls right. Replay has been put into sports, and I hate it. For the record, I hate replay. I want none of it. I'd rather the calls get wrong. I hate what happened in that first inning. Have to get them back on the field, get them off the field. Wait a minute, what's going on here? Takes forever to get the thing solved. You know, baseball is all about the speed of the game now with these, you know, two-hour, 20-minute games, but forget about replay. And when it comes to that, I mean, it could take forever. Anyway, replay has been put into sports to get the calls right. So stop with the bitching and moaning about the Yankees getting screwed because it took too long for Cleveland to challenge the play technically. The bottom line is, you know, you guys get on the umpires when they get everything wrong. Now they actually get the call right. It was a base hit. Aaron Hicks did not catch the ball, and he's another problem. Aaron Hicks stinks. He's supposed to be out there catching the baseball in center field. He gets 3 of them in center field. He only catches 1 of them in the same inning. He can't even come in on a ball anymore? Come on now. Aaron Hicks supposed to be a great center fielder. I know that that's been years ago, but if he's not providing great defense in center field, what exactly is Aaron Hicks providing? Anyway, the ball bounced in. It clearly hit the ground. And everybody is talking about the fact that, wow, Cleveland and Francona didn't challenge within the 15-second window. Instead of, hey, they got the call right. Not to mention the Yankees came back and won anyway. But isn't the point of replay in sports to get the call right? That's what they did. So stop with the crying, Michael Kay. Oh, I didn't. It was the 15-second window, and he didn't challenge. I was looking at him. He didn't challenge it in time. The Yankees got screwed. I understand why Boone is upset. Boone did the right thing. I'm not getting on Aaron Boone. He did the right thing. He's supposed to argue it. He's not going to argue whether they got the call right or wrong because he knows the truth. The umpire's got the call right. And if it were on the other end or the other shoe or whatever that saying is, the Yankees would be wanting the call to be right. If you were Cleveland in this spot, what would you be saying? Would you be saying, oh, well, you know what? We didn't get it done in the 15-second window, so we should be screwed. You'd be saying, that was a base hit. So enough with the ripping the replay. Or ripping, you know, oh, so Cleveland didn't answer in the 15-second. Well, that's it. Sorry, they didn't have enough time to get it done. They didn't do it. Let's let the call be wrong. Well, if that's the case, then get rid of replay altogether. Because I got news for you. Replay stinks. It's useless. They don't get the calls right 100% of the time anyway. And isn't that what it's for? All the slow motion, all the zooms, all the angles. They don't get the calls right anyway. And here's a spot where the call was right. They overturned it to make it right. It's a game-changing play right there. Now, it turned out that the Yankees won anyway because they're the better team. Cleveland's not that good. But that is a game-changing call early on in that game. Changes everything. The amount of pitches for Clark Schmidt, his outing, you know, obviously the two runs on the board in the first inning for Cleveland. Everything. I hate the way that it plays out. I hate in sports that we got to wait for this stuff too. Oh, let's wait to see what the official call is. But the bottom line is replay is there for a purpose. So what that Terry Francona technically didn't challenge or they didn't do within that 15-second window? So what? The umpires came together for whatever reason that they did, and there's two sides of the story. Boone says one thing, Francona says another. Who cares? Bottom line is they got the call right. Tony is in Morristown. What's up, Tony?
Sal, I love you, man, but what you're saying is so incorrect. What do you mean it doesn't matter? All we hear about all offseason is these new rules, this and that. If you're going to have rules, you got to enforce them.
Did they get the call right?
It doesn't matter.
Whoa, how does it matter? That's the only thing that matters. Only thing that matters is getting the call right.
If they're gonna shove these new rules down our throats all offseason, oh, you got to be on the mound in this many seconds. You got to be in the box. You got to enforce it across the board. You can't say, oh, well, you know what? It was wrong. We're not going to enforce it today. You either enforce the rules or you don't.
The umpires came to the conclusion after watching the replay or hearing the crowd that, you know what, we may have got that one wrong. Let's get it right because it's better to get it right than to hold to the strict rules in that spot. Well, they didn't challenge it within 15 seconds. Their mission, the umpires' mission.
15 seconds and a minute and a half.
The umpires' mission there is to what, Tony? You know this. You're a smart guy. Get the call right. Tony, I guess, either hung up or his phone got disconnected. I wanted to hear him answer it because he knows the umpire's mission is to get the call right. If this were happening to the Yankees, would you be saying the same thing? Well, you know what? Boone didn't challenge it within 15 seconds. Or would you be calling up saying, what the hell is that all about? That was a base hit. These umps don't know what they're doing. They got to get the call right. You can't get on the umps for not getting a call right and then get on them when they did get the call right and go by the technicality of, oh, he was supposed to challenge. Now, Boone is a different story. I'm not getting on Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone should not just be sitting back saying, well, you know what? They get the call right. No, Boone did what he was supposed to do. Get out there, get on the umps, let them know that that's not okay. But the umpires got the call right. Gary is in the Poconos. What's up, Gary?
Well, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Gary?
Well, I'm on your side with the replays. I don't like them at all. Hello?
Thank you for the call. I mean, we appreciate you checking in. Dylan is calling from Tinton Falls. What's up, Dylan? Dylan is no longer with us. I don't think he wanted any of the smoke. Look, guys, here's the bottom line. And you could agree or disagree with the replay thing. I don't like replay. Never have. I just feel like it's unnatural in sport. But if it's going to be involved, and I think it works better for certain sports, like I can't imagine the NFL without replay. But how many calls since replay has been installed in the NFL, how many calls have gotten wrong? Have been incorrect still? Still, to this day. We're in 2023. This has been going on for years. And even with all the new technology, we still don't get the calls right. I'd rather go back to the old days. Get the calls wrong. Let the human error take part. Human error is part of sports, sorry. But if you're going to have replay in these games, then get the call right. Not, oh, it wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. Get the call right. It happens every game. There are calls that should be overturned and aren't because there's not conclusive evidence, whatever the hell that means. There are calls that are still wrong. And by the way, why should then there be, if the whole point of replay is to get the call right, why are there limitations to when and how many times a manager can challenge? Why is that the case? What happens? And we just saw this with the Mets over the weekend, or last week, I forget when exactly it was, where there was like three plays in the first inning that they should have challenged. And they challenged one of them. It was wrong because there wasn't enough conclusive evidence. Then there was a play that followed it up that they couldn't challenge because Buck was out. So can Manfred please come to a conclusion here on why replay is there? Is it to get the call right? If it is, then you need to make some adjustments, like giving more challenges or allowing a little bit more time to see. It can't just be, oh, hurry up. You got 10 seconds to review the play. You better challenge it. How the hell is somebody supposed to, and this is me who hates replay, mind you, but how the hell is somebody supposed to watch a replay and determine whether or not you should challenge within 15 seconds? If you're doing that, you're deterring teams from challenging. If you're going to do that, fine, just take replay out. Or limit it to only home runs if you want. Did it go over the wall? You know, it used to not be like that because if a ball went over the fence, you would actually know it. It would be gone, like out of the field of play, over the wall, home run. Not, oh, it hit this corner here and bounced back. Did it touch the line? John is in Oceanside. John?
Hey, Sal, what's going on?
How are you, John?
Good, good. Glad to be back on the fan with you today.
I appreciate you taking the time to call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch base with the whole replay thing that happened today. You know, I was going to say, you know, you were 100% right about everything you said. When I was watching the game, I was pissed when it was going on, what was happening. So I was like, oh, the Yanks got hosed, this and that. But you were right 100% about that. But I was just going to say a simple solution would be just to take away the time. No time and just, you could do it like football, before the next play happens, before the next pitch happens. That's when you got to get the challenge in.
Right, and especially if you have a pitch clock now where the next pitch is going to happen relatively soon, there's got to be a better way to do it. You can't just have it rushed to that point where they're not going to be able to review it properly and challenge. You also can't have them sitting there for, you know, 2 minutes before the next play and waiting for something to go on. So there's got to be a happy medium. But the bottom line is, John, replay is put in sports to what? To get the call right. They got the call right. End of story.
Right. No, 100%. You know, but like you said, you know, at least you got to get in within the pitch clock. Because that whole thing, oh, did he challenge? Did he not challenge? Then it makes a big deal about it, how everything went down.
Right.
Today, you know?
And you know what's going to happen? We're going to get to
a simple solution that the umps got together. They got the right call. And that should be the end of it.
End of story. So you're exactly right. End of story. That should be the end of it. And you know what's going to happen now? We're going to have replay to review whether or not a manager challenged in time or not. Is there a clock on this that we could go to the review? Oh, you know what? Well, let's look here. 3, 2, 1. Francona's hand is going up as the clock comes down to 0. I think he got it in time. I don't know. Let's go underneath the hood. Let's see if he did. I mean, when does it end? Now we're going to be a stickler for that one. They said 15 seconds. That's it. The countdown was on. You didn't get it in time. Or are we trying to get the calls right? Dennis is in Selden. Dennis?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
How are you, Dennis?
Good. You know, I agree. They got the call right. But was it a blatant miss of the ball? See, because Major League Baseball also said that this 15-second rule was also going to get rid of the ticky-tack calls that you don't want them reviewing every play. And that ball never left his glove. It went in his pocket, rolled to like a snow cone,
and hit
and
the ground.
It dragged against the ground a little bit. It touched the ground.
It hit the ground.
It
can't do that. It hit the ground.
It never rolled out onto the floor. Never rolled out onto the ground.
Clearly,
the umpires could not see it.
No, it clearly hit the ground.
It wasn't clear.
It clearly hit the ground.
It was like a catch in the NFL.
It clearly, well, who knows what that is? Can you explain
like
what a catch is?
In the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I don't, I'm still don't know what that is.
Did it joggle around? No. It stayed in his glove.
But it can't hit the ground. At no point can it hit the ground like that.
The call was right.
Okay, so we agree.
15 seconds is to get rid of people doing that.
Doing what? They got the call right.
Reviewing it.
They got. Would you rather than them get the call wrong?
But it wasn't really that wrong.
Well, no, I'm just
wrong.
Asking you.
It
would
wasn't
you
that wrong.
No, it was wrong. It was the wrong call. They overturned it. They had enough clear. They had enough clear evidence overturned.
That's where I did.
Well, John, if it were the Yankees, if it were the Yankees who hit that, and Miles Straw was the one who was fielding it, how would you feel about it?
Of course.
Oh, thank you. Then I'm not going to listen to you because I'm not taking you seriously because you're looking at it with pinstripe glasses on. If the call was going to work in your favor, then what would you be saying? Whoop, 15 seconds. Everybody knows the rules. Val is in the Bronx. Val?
Sal, baby, what's going on, my man?
How are you, Val?
I'm good. I'm so happy that I get to talk to you. I thought we were going to be lost for like 6 weeks and I'd never get a chance to, but it's an off day. And from the minute you started with the open, I said, no, I can't let Sal get away with that. I got to call him. Sal, Sal, I'm with you. I hear you. The most important thing is to get the call right.
So we agree.
But from my vantage point, hold on a second, from my vantage point, and I was like I said, today was an off day, so I actually got to sit down and watch the game. The fact that you even said that now the question is whether or not Francona challenged it late, from what I saw, it didn't even look like he challenged it. It didn't even look like he challenged it at all.
Right, but the umpires came together. Whether it's based off the crowd reaction, off the replay board, all that.
Sal, the umpires made their call. Guys come off the field. They're showing their replay on their big screen or whatever it is like that in their stadium. Fans see it, and rightfully so. They scream out.
Right.
And that's when the umps looked up and saw the replay and were like, wait a minute.
Agreed.
Come on now. That's just, to me, it didn't even look like Francona challenged it. What are you talking about here?
He might not have.
Done. It was over.
Yeah, he might not
but
have.
But it was over.
Yeah, but the umpires. The umpires, Val, came together and got the call right. So who cares whether he technically challenged it or not? The umpires saw it. They said, hey, we made a mistake, and they get the call right. I commend them for that. I applaud them for that. The umpires did the right thing, finally.
Come on, Sal. We all went through that when we were kids. That's a late call. The thing is already over and done with. And if not for the replay that showed on that screen, because it wasn't like anybody from the MLB office showed a replay and called somebody on their little headset or something. It wasn't nothing to do with that. It looked like the fans yelled. And all of a sudden, somebody looked up and was like, wait a minute. It was already done. Never mind 15 seconds. They were in the dugout and already getting
so you'd rather them, let me, the I just, like, because here's what I'm hearing about. You'd rather them get the call wrong? Is that right?
I'm not saying that, but they're wrong calls in baseball all the time. And there are times when I've taken a hit for that and had to cry about it on the radio after we already lost the game.
Hey, it happens.
That's
it's part. Right. That's baseball, Susan. And thank you for the call, Val. That's baseball. Sometimes calls are gotten wrong. It happens. So then why have replay? To get the call right. They got the call right. I don't see what the issue is here. Artie is in Newburgh. Artie?
Sal.
Yes.
First of all, I got to say, I love you, man.
Thank you, Artie.
I wish you and Keith could switch shifts. But to get to this point here, you know, you're completely wrong, Sal.
about what? You'd rather them get the call wrong?
If this happened to Mets, you'd be going crazy.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm fair. It has nothing to do with being biased as a fan. By the way, I'm rooting for the Yankees. I can't stay in Cleveland.
The umpires today were as disgraceful as the steroid era. That's how bad this was today.
Well, how so? They got the call right.
Sal, come on. They went off the field.
But wait, did they get the call right, Artie? You saw the replay, right? I'm assuming you saw
it. Mark Schmidt was in the bathroom, Sal, when this happened.
They got to figure out a better way there. It's unfortunate the timing of it that it happened at the end of an inning. But the bottom line is you saw the replay, Artie, I'm assuming, right? You saw it?
I saw the game. I saw it.
Okay, so you watched. So was it a base hit or not?
I kind of think it was a catch.
Oh, no, Artie, get at it. Artie, come on. And thank you for the call. No way was that a catch. Connor, you saw this. You're a Yankee fan.
I did, yes.
And?
He did not catch the ball.
Thank you, Connor.
It can't roll on the ground and be considered a catch. It didn't roll on the ground, but it can't touch the ground and be considered a catch.
Correct. Thank you. I just want to clarify that because some of you think that I'm biased. I am not, and Connor clearly a Yankee fan, and you hear his unbiased opinion of it. We all saw it. I mean, we know. You know what happened. I don't care if you're a diehard Yankee fan or not. You saw we've been watching baseball forever. We know what happened. It was a base hit. The umpire, see, this is the whole point of this open to the show. And by the way, we are going 12 a.m. tonight, so we got 4+ hours of this. Or not just this, obviously. We'll talk about some other stuff, but I'm going to be here for the next 4+ hours. And I'm fired up, baby. I'm on a fresh night's sleep. I'm going home tonight. I'll be home at 1 o'clock, get even better sleep. I hung out with my wife and daughter. We had a nice day today. I'm on fire. And the umpires should be applauded for what they did. They got the call right. And that is the point, to get the call right. Umpires in that Cleveland Yankees game, I salute you. 877-337-6666. More of your calls on the other side. Sal Acata on The Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.